Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. 2 weeks ago, the morning after their Thursday night loss to the New York Jets, the 0-2 Buffalo Bills surprisingly fired their offensive coordinator. 9 days later, Buffalo responded by embodying the ground-and-pound approach long espoused by head coach Rex Ryan, rushing for more than 200 yards in a 33-18 rout of Arizona. But as good as they were in the running game, including a 100-yard day from LeSean McCoy, the Bills' most resounding statement was made with another Ryan signature, an attacking playmaking defense. Buffalo sacked Carson Palmer 5 times and intercepted him on each of the Cardinals' final 4 possessions, including 2 picks by quarterback Stephon Gilmore. So as the Patriots welcome the Bills this weekend, the top priority is protection of the football and the quarterback, regardless of who starts behind center.
Look, I can sit back and say, I don't care who plays quarterback, because I know Brady ain't. I don't care who plays quarterback. Steve Grogan played quarterback. If Belichick's playing quarterback, we're coming after him. Yeah, I promise you that.
That makes pressures, that makes coverages. So, you know, you've got to be ready for a lot of different things that they do and different personnel groups that they do it out of.
They're good up front. Kyle Williams plays hard. Guy that's been, has a lot of experience in the NFL. The backers are good. They're fast. They run around, fly around, make plays, and then, on the back end, the DBs are fast, have a lot of experience back there, too.
Defensively, the Pats' focal points include keeping McCoy from ripping off long runs, like his 24-yard score last Sunday, and containing dual-threat quarterback Tyrod Taylor, who ran 49 yards on one carry against the Cardinals and 20 for a score on another.
It's pretty easy to see, some of their strengths, no matter what game you see. Obviously, that running back, McCoy, is elite, and he can run the ball inside, he can get the edge. Their offensive line is a very cohesive unit, and Tyrod can hurt you all over the field.
Certainly, part of the running game that you have to respect, not that he runs it all the time, but he's capable of running and making big plays, and in the passing game, if it's there, he can hit it. If it's not there, then he has the ability to extend plays, and he's made a lot of big plays. I would say on extended plays, more passing than running, although he has some running, like he had the scramble against Arizona. But he has a lot of extended plays in the passing game where he buys extra time and then hits receivers downfield, usually for big chunks of yardage.
Taylor's also able to dial up the deep ball, and though otherwise dynamic Sammy Watkins has been dealing with injury problems, fellow receiver Robert Woods has been a reliable target against New England, with 4 touchdowns in 6 career games against the Pats.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.